ਤੂੰ ये ची माजे ना लासू हाथों पर चले सेवते सेवने में सेवते खाबू रहे
要救也等不及，劫三不及故人，恭祝苦呢，就是定的他，把救度劫三不及也呢，结果给惹起来。祈求三宝愿不成实，乃为成生信佛恶业力气归专己，今后唯一三宝尊。那真说呢，像三宝，三宝是佛教徒究竟的归依处。那如果我们对于三宝作何祈请，怎么样祈请都不能够如愿。 祈请佛宝也得不到加持，祈请法宝也得不到加持，祈请僧宝也得不到加持，这是为什么会这样？因为过去不信赖佛陀，那现在这一世呢，对佛的信心也很浅，那你祈祷希望能够如愿是很困难的，祈祷一定要有深刻的信心，如果没有信心来祈祷，很难达成自己所祈祷的愿望。
那过去造了这样一个恶业，现在恶业的结果归转到自己身上，所以以后，对三宝应该完全的依赖，仰望三宝，皈依三宝。
Now, when none of the wishes remain reach fulfillment, although he had made prayers to the three precious gems, this is a wheel of sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now, we not have had an imperfect commitment to Buddha, whose teaching deserved complete trust. Hereafter, let's place our exclusive reliance on the Buddha, his teachings, and those in his form. Now, His Holiness is commenting that actually the three precious jewels is the ultimate source of refuge for all Buddhists. However, no matter what we do sometimes, no matter how many prayers, how devoted, how sincere we are towards the Buddha, his teachings, and the community of noble ones, actually, but no matter how much, how sincerely we pray to them, our prayers never reach fulfillment. And what actually is the cause of this? The cause of this is due to our insufficient faith, or worse still, the complete lack of faith in the triple gems in the past. It's either insufficient faith or total lack of faith in the triple gem in the past. Therefore, knowing that this is a cause, this is a cause for us, for our prayers never reach fulfillment. Therefore, we should now have a place of exclusive reliance on the Buddha, his teaching, and the community of noble ones.
ཁོ་ལ་ནེ་བ་མ་བ་ཏེ་ཡང་གི་མ་རེ་མ་རེ་ Tisa你心里头胡思乱想，产生一些妄念，马上就发生坏事，这是妄念恶障邪魔起，为什么会这样？那因为对本尊即密咒造下的罪业，因为本尊所造的罪业，因为密咒所造的罪业，本尊跟密咒是有能力有力量，那批评说呢，这本尊没有力量，密咒没有力量，那不是真实的，是虚妄的。 那自己一直本尊密咒，那必然是有力量，但是呢，却没有效果，因此批评说是本尊密咒有问题，那这个造成的恶业回转到自己身上。那一般来讲，祈祷本尊没有利益，念诵咒语没有利益，真正来讲是自己的问题，而是好的本尊、好的密咒一定有它的力量。 所以过失是在自己的身上，是自己的问题才导致本尊咒语发挥不出力量来，否则好的本尊、好的咒语不可能没有力量，不知道是自己的过失，反过来批评是本尊跟咒语不好，没有力量，就造下了恶业。这样的恶业会导致下一生，你只要起妄念，心里头胡思乱想，马上会形成障碍，马上会引来邪魔，造成自己很多的伤害。
Okay, when prejudice, polio, or strokes have us crippled, or external forces or harm rise up against us, this is a way of sharp weapons returning full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now, we've collected vast stores of non-virtue by breaking our vows and offending protectors in the practice of guru devotion to Tantra. Hereafter, that Spanish all prejudice views. Now, actually, now what is meant by prejudice here, actually, according to His Holiness, is that of our mental defilements. As a result of our mental defilements, it actually crystallized and materialized in the form of external forces or harms rising up against us. Now, the cause of this is because we actually blame the meditational deities and that of the mantric teachings are holding wrong perverted views with regard to them. Now, for example, meditation deities, actually the mantra teachings, actually do possess the strength and the ability to liberate all beings. Actually, they possess the potency of having that as well. Now, however, when sometimes we make prayers of these objects or refuges, and we do not receive the desired or requisite kind of resultant fruition, the problem does not lie with these. The problem does not lie with the external idam or the external with the mantric vehicle by themselves, because these two by themselves actually are positive and actually have the potency to liberate beings. The problem actually lies with our own self, because it's as a result of ourselves we criticize these external meditational deities as well as the mantra. As well as criticizing them, therefore, whenever we hold defilements, we hold negative viewpoints, or hold wrong views, these immediately crystallize, materialize into the form of external forces which then rise up and harms against us. Seeing therefore that this is a problem, we should therefore not break our vows and hold the correct views with regard to the Idam and the mantra vehicle.
游离他方不自主，驱禀师等，离处故恶业力气国转起任随寂寞逼迁徙。就说呢，自己没有任何的权利，不由自主的，不能够在自己的地方、自己的房子安居，而被驱逐离开。像是现在流亡在海外的西藏人，就是所谓的流离他方。那没有流亡在海外，目前还居住在西藏的西藏人，就没有流离他方。 那为什么会流离他方呢？就是过去对自己的上司驱赶他离开他所居住的地方，这样的恶业回转到自己的身上。一定心里头要告诉自己，以后对于任何人都不能随意的驱赶他们离开他们所居住的地方。
When we lack all control over where we must travel, and always must wander like wave with no home, this is a wheel of sharp weapons returning, full circle pronounced on wrongs we have done. Till now we have disturbed holy gurus and others and forced them to move from their homes or their seats. Hereafter, let's never cause others disturbance by evicting them cruelly from where they reside. Now, Holiness is not giving an example in the sense that those Tibetans who live in exile overseas actually are similar to this kind of people we are mentioning about in this verse. However, those Tibetans who still continue to stay in Tibet, they are not exactly these people, are not that waves without home, because they're still after all living in Tibet itself. But those Tibetans who are living in exile, they are those people who are, that we mentioned in this verse here, they're living in exile overseas with no places of their own. So actually, the cause of this is because we have caused our holy teachers or other people to move away from their house or move away from where they are, where they are sitting and so on. As a result of all this, of this particular negative action, therefore, we now also, we must travel here and there with no place that we can reside permanently, we can abide permanently and safely, securely. So therefore, seeing that this is the cause, we should never cause our teachers, or for that matter, any other body, any other one, to move away from where they stay and move away from where they are residing.
三十六岁明天穿越去当时出庭出庭马上被两个参加人了高位当年当时六岁中华家是三十六岁的这种
So when the crops in our fields are continually plagued by drought, floods and hailstones, insects and frost, this is where our sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we have failed to honor our pledges, hereafter let's keep all our moral vows pure. Well, actually, the Holiness has said that when crops are just about to be harvested, then suddenly we have floods, hailstones, and sometimes even snow cubes will start falling out from the sky and destroy our harvest. So when this happens, what is the cause of that? The cause actually is on us not following our teacher, not keeping commitments to our teacher. We're supposed to rely on our spiritual friends, but instead we start criticizing our spiritual teacher. And perhaps we are always happy about taking all these holy vows after we have supposed to commit ourselves to keeping all these vows. We start to break every one of them. The result of these, therefore, our results when it's about to come to successful fruition, actually, will actually be tarnished at a very split second just before that. So seeing that this is the cause, therefore, we should now try to honor our pledges to our teacher, especially to keep all our moral vows pure impeccably.
Kusu 我听你讲，你来个两个参加的，他等到叔叔来过节呢，其实我把过节那个也弄不定的用个日子，听他大心结，他你来个我就这么，他你他爷爷那么多，我听你讲的把光秃秃也听一个过爷爷那么多，我听你来呀，准备结婚的日子。
哦，这是，呀呀呀！德巴金了，加班碰别次是第一么的。德巴金了，加班碰别次，今天工作全部忙下班，两个参加上了高位，当你确实来了怎么想是？德巴请不起，家里人的工人，多大？家里人的叔叔来去工人，穷人的你起码都穷人的你德巴请不起呢？工人农业的家里人的加班碰呢？
马用不接，国家的德巴接不拿去，德巴也不拿去，马用，加班碰，去一下呢，那个，但就一下呢，那个，德巴请不接的，马用不接呢，他，像那去接碰，像那加班碰，我天天接呢，用给我的，这开始接的时候呢，接不到呀，都，工作的接不回来，都是马接呗，来年是，俺接，啊。
对那姊妹来，天天我们都那，结婚他们也他们来的，接待了呀，见到关秀七八三的马进的结呢，啊，真的来了，他姊妹来了，天天要求要的。我们结婚他们那是天天三的马进的结呢，他真的来了，要么天天要求要的。我就是马进的亲人，当你确信来了再回事，他心结呀，关秀的七八八呀，马年龙来见不到呀，我就是老准备结婚，上不结，准备结婚给人家的。
贪者之财，愧损失；习为失众，共三宝；恶业利器，回转己；精英勤作，共施行。就是对于一些贪欲非常强盛的人，他什么都要，但是呢，他却是遭遇到财务丧失的痛苦，很贫穷，做什么事情都没有办法如愿啊！不管是佛法也好，不管是财务也好，都不能够随心所欲，佛法也匮乏，财务也匮乏，为什么会有这个结果呢？ 是因为过去没有布施以及供养三宝的结果，像上半生啊没有布施供养，下半生就可能招致这样的一个结果啊财务匮乏啊佛法匮乏，那或者过去生啊没有做布施供养，那今生也会招致这样一个结果。所以从此之后呢，心里要想努力的去供养三宝，布施贫苦的众生，并且要实际去做。那至于下一季。 身貌丑陋，遭清凌，不庄严相，喜怒焚恶业戾气，回转己，精英耐心，速佛身。就有些人啊，面貌长得特别的丑陋啊，他的眷属啊，都会批评他，谩骂他，说你看这个人长得这么丑。那为什么会有这种结果呢？是因为过去生对于如来的佛像、如来的佛塔妄加批评，说这个佛像不完整，哦，佛像有什么样什么样的缺陷，或者是愤怒的。
将佛像放火焚烧，这样的恶业回转到自己身上，所以这一生面貌会变得丑陋，啊，眷属会在背后批评自己，那以后应当尽量努力来去塑造佛像。Now,
there's the Holy Spirit, the following two verses. When we are poor, yet are filled with much greed and desire, these are real sharp weapons returning, full circle upon us from wrongs we have done. Till now we've been misers, reluctant to share the offerings we have made to the three jewels were meagre. Hereafter, let's give it a generous heart. Now, Holmes is saying that there are some sentient beings who actually would like to possess everything in the world, but unfortunately they are always in poverty, and whatever they do will not be successful. be it from the viewpoint of the Dharma teachings, whether they receive the positive result from the Dharma practice, or in regard to accumulating physical wealth. In regardless of either of these two, accumulations, these sentient beings usually are not successful. And the result, the cause of this is because in the past, they have not made the offerings to the three jewels and to all the sentient beings who need them. Knowing therefore that this is the cause of our misfortune, of our failure, we should now therefore make extensive offerings to the three jewels and also to sentient beings who need them. Now following us the other verse, when our bodies are ugly and others torment us, mocking our flaws, never showing respect. Now as we were sharp, we be turning in full circle upon us of wrongs we have done. Till now we made images lacking in beauty, by venting our anger, we have made ugly scenes. Hereafter let's print books and make pleasing statues, and not be short-tempered, but be of good cheer. Now what happens here is that, the cause of some of us are particularly ugly, and so people like to actually mock us and try to make fun of us. Now the reason is because in the past we criticized statues, we burned them, we put them in bad places and so on and so forth. And as a result of all these negative actions with regard to Buddha images, therefore people now love to pick faults of the way we look, and people seem to perceive that actually we are ugly. So therefore, knowing that this is the cause, we should therefore that now print books and make pleasing statues and always be of good cheer and never be short-tempered.
Suzuki called Ramadan, the Nancy Governor of Somalogi, Nancy Chiguyagi, Tendig Mongin Dona, the Anni Manje, and he gave a kuzu letter, kuzu, the Aguna, do chuchu, Desha, Bumbu Desha, say Ramadan. Or then he gave a kuleya, Chichando, say Ramadan. Or then he gave a kutijil and a contrut lawn, and Baji me civil or sober. I think that's all.
那过去如果曾经批评佛像，像说，这个佛像这边的秃一块，这边歪歪的，那这种批评这个佛像的缺失，会造成今世面貌丑陋，那或者说，怒火焚烧，但不一定说一定要放到火里面去焚烧，因为我们把愤怒比喻作火，那去破坏佛像，那这个恶业都会导致今生面貌丑陋，所以以后要特别警醒自己，不要做这种事情，要好好的努力塑造佛像。
So the host is now further commenting that actually we make comments upon Buddha images that we see. We actually say that this Buddha image is distorted. Actually, this Buddha image has got this swollen bit over there that doesn't really look right. And sometimes, Holiness mentioned earlier on that we burn Buddha images. Actually, Holiness is now saying it may not actually be physical fire, or it could actually mean our defilements and in particular our anger that burns up all these positive spiritual qualities that we have. So as a result of these, therefore, we should now refrain from doing this. We should refrain from criticizing Buddha statues. And furthermore to these, we should try to produce good physical Buddha images.
The kumbho zoho tiki yaguchi zoom mendo, ku yaguchi zoom mendo se malo vache, kuti yaguchi mendo, ku yaguchi mendo se yagam, tindra la shogun duwa nanzo, wantindri la ji miya yivari. Chetan, kuti yaguchi mendo, kuti chu chu rasha, bumbo rasha sene, ta neba yungi yoyari. Ta di, kuti chuan legu mewa chene, zokin tiki yaguchi zoom mendo na, ta di zokin tiki, zoho tiki yaguchi zoom mendo, ti yikiwe, कुटी जोरात के आवच जो मंदो सन चिन यो मारे पिदंगरा जो कुमो नाम दे दे लगी है ने जे जोरात के आवच जो अब मंदो ता छो रे ती मादो कोया नि से जे मे आ रे कोया बु मंदो कु दो जे रे से न मा ती से दु न ने बे आ रे से सा तंदे देखा तो दे उंगे नो सुसु चे जे मो ना से दोने हिब दि दे नो या ती जति हां ती हिब को रे चे दो चे आ सुबा
我听这个问题，我比如说是写说，这些拿捏拿捏的拿捏，去不要去用的。一般来讲，批评如来佛像，就是我们很容易就犯的过失。其实如来的像是没有缺失的啊，但是如果像本身塑造的不庄严，你没有讲说是工匠的手艺不好，是工匠塑造的不好。 你反过来说，如来的相不好，那就犯了过失，不可以这样。那说这个如来的相啊，哪边太粗了，哪边歪掉了，那这种批评呢，都是过失。那佛像之所以不庄严，是因为工匠做的不好。那我们如果说是工匠的手艺很差啊，工匠没有把这个佛像塑造的很好，这种讲法是没有过失的啊。但是如果不这样讲啊，不是去观察工匠的手艺，直接批评说这个佛像好，佛像坏，那是看佛像的好坏就造成了过失，而且这种行为我们很容易就犯了。那之所以会面貌丑陋，就是过去生批评佛像的恶业，导致的一个结果。那所以以后要避免批评佛像，这是平常我们要实际去做到。
Now, Holiness is further commenting on the point is that in general, we often actually, and it's very easy and simple to offer for all of us because we always we very easily criticize that these images is not so well done, it's rather ugly, these images is not as distorted and so on. However, Holiness is saying the images by themselves actually are innocent, are devoid of any faults actually. Now, the problem actually lies not with the images or the Buddha's images themselves, but instead more of the unskillfulness of the manufacturing artists involved in the production of the statues. Therefore, instead of actually saying that the Buddha's image is ugly, we can actually comment saying, oh, the artist could actually improve on its production skills with regard to the statues. This we can say. We can say the artist can actually receive more training. Perhaps we can say that. But actually never on Buddha's image itself. We can't say that image is ugly and so on. So, and Holiness is now saying that this particular downfall is rather easy for us to commit and rather frequent, in fact, easy and frequent on our part to commit this particular downfall. Therefore, knowing these, we should prevent from doing this again in the future by actually commenting on the skillfulness of the artists instead of the images themselves.
Kanti chene chadon nebu tebe ya chu ni susu ju di ma yungi nuna sin di be ma chi ba chi yana cha ba yana dawa de cha da shi don ni ki ya chi chu chene on tu ma chi ba chi yungi nuna a de ka di re sana ma ra ju ni rin si chu ba yis ma ru ba ju ni ba shi ju ni ba te tu ta tu bi ge chi ya chi zin de ya ki la nge di ta a ka di yin ni ya ta chi chadon ni chu ni yunga di yungi o re yis ta bhi nji wa di ni ki hi ju ma ru ba di pa chi tso ni pa me ba chi zu sa ba chi ni wa ti ka gu ki o re yis 的痛苦不快乐，那有时候是贪欲太过强烈扰乱自己的内心，有时候是嗔恚太过强烈扰乱自己的内心。为什么会这样呢？因为我们心中常常怀着恶毒的心念，常常抱持着恶毒的心念，所以会这样。那不管什么时候，总是因为贪欲嗔恚让自己的内心烦乱，那以后应当要拔除这些恶毒的心念。
Okay, when attachment and anger disturb and upset us, no matter how much we try to suppress them, this is a wheel of sharp weapons returning full circle the wrongs we have done. Till now, we've held on to the improper outlook, stubbornly cherishing only ourselves. Hereafter, let's uproot self-interest completely. Now, when attachment and anger actually disturb and upset us, and no matter how hard we try to stop them, they always keep on coming. So this the result, the cause of this is because we're always very staunchly and in fact very consistently cherishing only ourselves, gratifying our egos at the expense of others. Knowing therefore this is the cause of this particular problem, we should therefore try to completely uproot and terminate or decimate self-interest completely.
所缘力修难屈入，因习道随下列见，恶劣力气回转己，所作精英为利他。就是说我们不管做什么样的修持都没有办法达成目标啊，所以所缘力修难屈入，就怎么样做都无法达成目标。这是因为下列的见地，像是只追求自利，有自我爱执的心，总是舍弃他人，不顾他人而重视自己。因为这个下列的见地，恶业的力气回转到自己身上，所以现在不管修什么都无法达成目标。那以今后所作所为应当只为了利益他人，而不顾自己个人的利益。
Okay, so now, when success in our practices always eludes us, this we are sharp weapons returning full circle upon us and wrongs we have done. Till now, deep inside, we have clung to our ego, fully immersed in self-cherishing ways. Hereafter, let's dedicate all of the virtuous actions we do so that others may thrive.Now, who is saying, irregardless of whatever practices we are doing, no matter whatever practices we are engaged in, the success is always far away from us, whatever successful things that we do. Now, the cause of this is because we've always been clinging to our self-cherishing attitude. We're always saying that ourselves is best. We're always gratifying our own ego at the expense of other people. Now, therefore, knowing this is the cause, we should learn staunchly and firmly,cherish only others and always work for others instead of only cherishing ourselves.
一句接着让就满推起心里其他当的浪漫两个参加让了口味但是他们的这样子给我那么看着去读给你给你看着去接给你让就满推起让就推的满推起来的给我看着去读呢让就的那么大气吧给我读过那个的马读的那个那是其中的呢那算给我读给马读因为有当时的去去的这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我对我
修善行的结果跟以前也没两样，过去没有修善的时候呢，跟现在已经修善的时候，两者比较起来，像比如说，小时候我们不懂得修行善业，那以后好像我修行的佛法、修行的善业，但是没有修的阶段，跟已经修善的阶段比较起来，却没有什么差别，跟以前一模一样，没有任何的进步，为什么会有这种结果呢？因为我只追求今生的利益，这种只求今生利益的心念带来这样的一个过失，因为我只想追求今生的快乐，这个恶业的利器又会转到自己的身上，所以以后我应当努力的去追求解脱，从恶趣中解脱，从轮回中解脱。
When our mind is untamed, though we are sharp prince returning, full circle panas of wrongs we have done. Till now we have engaged in those worldly ambitions that aim at success for ourselves in this life. Hereafter, let's work with pure one-pointed effort to nourish the wish to gain freedoms far short. Now, Holiness is now saying, now before we actually try to act with great virtue that is in the past or when we are young, compared to now, we actually already know the Dharma teachings and try to practice virtue accumulate only the positive actions. Now, there doesn't seem to be much significant improvement or significant differences between the past and now. Therefore, knowing this is the case, therefore, and somehow we are always trying to engage in worldly affairs only for the sake of this life alone, not for future lives or for any other further better aims. Therefore, seeing that this is the problem, therefore, we should hereafter put with one pointed effort to nourish the wish to gain freedoms far short.
刚才有个学生他请说法，今晚要不要给我们口传这个本东西？需不需要呢？不需要就不要了。一个学生跟我们。龙，啊，你别猜嘛，龙王都解除了，你写不猜嘛？这，但是猜嘛，有确定的写法。龙王都没修，你不要。
这个过程之后可以进行，但是这个讲解今天不会讲。OK，口传。Suya, where is Suya? Holiness says he can give the oral transmission of the text to us today, but he can't finish the explanation. So, at least he got the oral transmission.
너무 다